Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Kassman with another episode of Finding the Beautiful You. God's Word tells us, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." That's John 14:27. It even gives us a roadmap for dealing with our fears when they have us in their clutches. "I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears." Says Psalm 34:4. What do you fear? Fear can be triggered by many different things or life events. We don't know what life is going to bring us or where it will take us. The fears affecting your life now could be because something has happened in your past. Like, for instance, maybe your home starting on fire from lightning storm, so you are scared of storms. Or someone you love was in a car accident, so you are afraid to travel too far. It could be something as small as being afraid of spiders or snakes, but the fear feels so big to the one frightened. Maybe it's something that has happened in your past. Maybe it's someone that's hurt you. Many people with anxiety may have unrealistic expectations about themselves and others. People suffer from not reaching an understanding of their own inner being, but they may also experience distress in a host of social situations based on who they think they're supposed to be, meaning perfect. Sometimes we think others are supposed to be perfect, to never do anything wrong. Maybe it's that you are expecting a job to be perfect while coming to realize there are some things that are too hard for you to do, or you have to work longer days than you have to be told. There can be things every day that can go wrong, but how will you handle it? So there's when the fear comes in again. So an example, a pastor making a bad choice because he is having a bad day, but remember, he is also human and will make mistakes. Or maybe someone wants to have a baby to have someone to love her instead of her having a baby to love. The child might grow up angry and bitter because of the selfish reasons for which they are brought into the world. Don't set yourself up for failure by expecting people to be perfect, including children or parents. Don't have that fear of being alone all your life where you feel like you have to have someone else in your life. Can you name some situations right now that you know you are having a hard time with because it is different from what you had expected? Or what can you do to change a situation by changing the way you think about it? I encourage you right now to really think about your life. Think about what God has brought you. Are you afraid of moving forward? Are you afraid that nothing is going to happen that you want to happen? Put your trust in God. God will take that fear and make it into joy. God will take that fear and put it into trust. Allow yourself to trust God. Give it to Him. You don't have to carry that fear. You don't have to carry that alone. We have a God that wants to hold it for you. What is it that you're holding on to today? Let us pray. Dear God, whatever the fear is today, I want you to take that fear and I want you to take it and I want you to hang on to it. God, I want you to allow that whoever's listening right now to take that fear and put it at the cross so you can carry it so they don't have to anymore. God, it's okay to fear you in such a beautiful way, but don't fear the world and don't allow it to stress you out and cause anxiety. Allow that love to just keep moving forward. God, I just pray for healing in each person's body, in their mind, and their heart today. We just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. And again, this is Dr. Lisa Kassman with another episode of Finding the Beautiful You. You may find more information, or if you're interested in the 90-day coaching program, you can find it on findingthebeautifulyou.com, or you can find more information on me on lisakassman.com.